I shouldn't do my divorce, and when all my papers were gone through and everything, and your daddy had problems with some of the stuff that his old age pension and this and that, eh?
Yeah.
I was getting my old age pension, I'm keeping it. My wife, my ex doesn't get nothing out of it. Yeah. Never did, but never will.
Not your old age, but she can probably attack your Canada pension unless you agreed differently in court.
Pardon?
Your old age, she can't have any part of that. No.
But my Canada pension, she couldn't get that either.
Okay.
That was set up that way, and that's the way it stays. The judge said no. He says when it came to the end, and when I had to give her the $50,000, I said okay. I said this is finished everything. I said she never will be able to sue me or come after me for any money when I turn 65. What's going to happen with my old age pension in Canada? She's not entitled to it. And I said, well, I would like to have that written in there then, because I want a transcript of the whole thing. You know, the whole court case.
Exactly.
One and to the other. Mm-hmm. Whatever was said by anybody. I said, we got it all marked down, and that will be marked in it too. So the girl sits there and she types it all in right away, or whatever they have to do it. And once we got it done, it came in as a separate piece of paper. Came out of the machine. And a matter of fact, I did give it to your dad, see what he could do, because he was losing half of his kind of pension, or whatever, some of the pension, whatever your mom was getting. And I'm not saying that she was entitled. I didn't dispute any of it. What was mine was mine, but what they were going to do, we're going to do. But Lionel said to me first, that was impossible, the way I had it. He says, I like to see your paper. I said, no problem. I said, just for you, I will give you this. The only thing is, I'm going to take my name off it, up on the top. Because for the rest of it, said all of that, my wife was not entitled to any of it, not to sue me for any later on, that this was the final straw. And my Canada pension and old age pension was protected, and she could not get none of it. And my name was on the top of that thing and everything, and I said to him, I says, here it is. If you need it, I'll let you have a copy of it. We'll make a copy. And I went in the bank and got a couple copies made. I says, well, here's a copy. Take it to your lawyer and see what he can do. If you can still get some changes made. But what happened, I don't know. He said, no. Later on, he said, no, it can be done. I says, where's that copy? I says, I want that copy back. Okay, he says, I'll get it. And he did give it back to me. But 9 out of 10 people would never hand over your court case to somebody else without. And I was good enough to do that.
That's good, yeah.
You know, I backed him up on it fully, and I said, well, whatever is what, I said, because your dad had hardly any money to live on.
Well, and now he's got to pay rent? Like, what idiotic son would do that to their father? Like, where's his brain?
Yeah.
And Andy was bragging to me, oh, I got more resources than you. I thought, you little creep.